30,000 guillotines brought in and distributed through FEMA and the U.S. military, through the Air Force primarily. And we had insiders in the U.S. Air Force come forward and tell us, so why 30,000 guillotines?
Welcome back to Grime America Outlawed. We're going to be chatting with True Ott this week. Fantastic chat, mind-blowing stuff. The Plus extension is fantastic. It's one of those for the books ones. Super scary stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's wrong about everything.
Yep. And we streamed part of this on Rockfin, I believe.
Most of it.
So
if you guys want to catch those,
actually, we're streaming
streams,
our other show there too right now.
Everything streams on Rockfin. If you guys want to head over to rockfin.com/Grimerica, make a free account. You can start catching all of our streams over there. All for free, and then you can decide if you want to sign up for a membership over there or not. But we don't stream any of this stuff on YouTube. You can watch it there live. You can watch it there later if you want to see any of the video. If you're watching it live, you can get in on the chats, live chats, stuff like that. Head over to grimerica.ca/swag. You want to get that gear? What else?
Audiobooks, addledbrain.ca, right? Is it .ca or .com? I always get that wrong. Addledbrain.ca. Or you can go to Audible and search Grimerica as well.
I don't think you can search Grimerica.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
You'd have to search Graham Dunlop.
No, I think you can search Grimerica too.
Can you?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can try it. But we got Secret Doctrine out there. Fantastic. Huge read. And Secret Teachings of All Ages is coming soon to an Audible near you. And, of course, Secret Societies of All Ages, Volume 1 and 2 are some other great ones we've got there.
When are you going to finish Secret Doctrine Part 2?
I don't know, dude. That's going to be like a 60-hour read probably.
Get going.
I know. I know. I'm looking forward to it, actually. You know what? This is the Anthropogenesis, and the other one was Cosmogenesis, and I believe this one might be a little bit more intriguing and interesting, a little more down to earth, let's say.
Think so? What's Anthropogenesis mean?
Like anthro, like us? Humans.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, could be quite controversial, this one.
Well, maybe it'll fit in with the Napoleon Hill stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway,
so True Ott. Yeah. I mean, this guy's old school radio guy. Like, I think he insinuated in this that he might have got Art Bell's job coast to coast if he would have accepted, but he rejected. Look what happened.
Yeah.
Story behind the story was, I think, his radio show back then. And I think he's on Revolution Radio as well. He's been an author. He's got a PhD in nutrition, been an author and researcher. And kind of fighting this sort of spiritual battle along the way. Fantastic radio host and guest.
Fun dude, fun guy. Yeah. I didn't end up meeting up with him in Utah, but I did text with him a bit, and he did invite me that, you know, I was welcome to come stay at his place if anything went down.
That's so great.
I
mean, yeah, that was so super synchronistic that we had him on, like, the night before you were going to his, like, home little village.
Yeah, where he's his old stomping ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the chat. Wonderful. True Ott.
True Ott, welcome to Grimerica Outlawed. Thanks for joining us at this last minute. Really appreciate it.
Never. What's the last minute? I have more time than money, sir.
Oh, I love it. No, I mean, honestly, so we were just talking before we started recording, and I got to say it now to everybody because I got to give Sam Tripoli the shout out. I mean, we heard in a little chat that a whole bunch of people on another podcast of ours was raving about your show. So when I hear that from that group of people, which is the Union of the Unwanted, I go there and I put it on right away and I listen to it. And I was telling Darren and like our little community, you know, I said to Darren and our little community, like, you got to listen to this show. You know,
I didn't listen, just for full disclosure.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was one of my all-time favorite shows. It just wrapped a lot of my favorite things together, Operation High Jump and what's happening in the current world and the Great Reset and all this stuff it was really, really good show. So big props to Sam and the Tinfoil Hat guys and you for putting on a great show. And thanks for coming on to ours so quickly.
Well, I've got a lot of fans up there in Canada. I got to tell you that I had no idea you were in Calgary. That's awesome. You know, there's so many people that know there's something wrong, but they can't quite wrap around the head around the matrix, so to speak. Okay, like the movie said, right? You know, there's a splinter in your brain. How do you figure it all out? Well, I may not have all the answers, but I submit I have a few answers. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, connecting the dots and seeing what picture emerges.
Yep. Yep.
That's what I'm all about.
I think your mic might be scratching on your jacket there or something. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Just so you can move around a bit there. Yeah, I agree with you. It's connecting those dots. And I mean, but you know, it goes back. It's not only just dots that are happening right now. It's dots that are happening, you know, 30, 40, 70 years ago, you know, back from Operation High Jump, that kind of thing. But I mean, maybe we should just start a bit about you've been doing sort of radio type stuff for decades. You've been recently kind of censored. You were talking about last year, you got stuff taken down. So,
oh yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I've been blogging for, golly, 20 years. I mean, when the blogging wasn't popular, I mean, yeah. I was doing it. And I had an incredible archive of information. And just by the way, I have a PhD in nutrition, for whatever that's worth. I call it piled higher and deeper, okay? But it's important to understand how the cells in your body work. The train theory is what it's called, really. The Antoine Beauchamp factual science, not the mythical germ theory, which Louis Pasteur was just really on his deathbed. He said, you know, really, the terrain is everything. So as a naturopathic doctor, you have to kind of be outside of the norm. You just have to understand that, my golly, what the world teaches you and believes you, it's all mind control BS, frankly. And it really doesn't have anything to do with anything. And so I have been busy exposing the lies of what I call the medical mafia, dating back. Let's turn the clock back to 2007 and this nasty little bird flu scare that came out. How many times do these officials at the WHO and the CDC and the Health and Human Services in America, how many times do they have to cry wolf before people say, you know, we don't believe anything you say anymore?
I think that's one of the reasons why they got away with what they did, because we've been conditioned over the years with the swine flu and SARS and MERS and the Zika and Ebola, you know, all these things that pop up in the media and then they slow for all this fear, then they go away. And it's like crying wolf, just like what you said. Now, all of a sudden, everybody gets just lulled into this sleep.
Yeah, I actually went and talked to our local county commission here in Ogden, Northern Utah, today. And I gave him this paper. I said, listen, I'm a naturopathic doctor, for whatever it's worth to you. But, you know, I didn't vote for Anthony Fauci. I sure, you know, I don't believe we should follow an unelected bureaucrat who really has no business telling us what we need to do and can't do. And then I sure as hell didn't vote for the World Health Organization and the communists that run that, WHO. Okay, you have to understand that's where this is all coming from. And the entire network of, you know, why is it the same thing in Canada as it is in Australia, as it is in Germany, as it is in France? How is it the whole world, except for Sweden, is lockstep in this nonsense? What common ground was instituted in 2007 to make this all happen, to lockstep? It's called the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, MSEHPA. Now, what that means is this guy from Utah, Michael Okerlund Levitt, our governor, who was elevated under the Bush administration, George W., to the Health and Human Services Director. It was his prime project to get all the states in America and then into Canada, all the provinces, to buy into this emergency health powers structure. Unelected, allowing money to be paid to epidemiologist offices in every state, in every province, and especially under Trudeau, and they're in Canada. And so it's the same cookie cutter model has gone worldwide. And this is what it all began in 2007. And I'm sitting there back then, just wait a minute. This is Nazi Germany. This is a medical tyranny without a doubt. And I did podcasts and I mean hundreds of radio shows in 2007 exposing this. And for the most part, people said, well, you're entitled to your opinion, but I don't see it'll ever progress to that point. I said, then why are they establishing this? Yeah. Why are they setting the stage for it?
It sure seems like it when I'm getting ready to travel, dude. Like I had to go sit in a little room, get my thing taken, which wasn't not a terrible experience. It was kind of like,
you went to a private place.
But it's like, cause I have a flight tomorrow. So I'm like getting my, and it feels very much like it must've been like I'm getting papers together. I got a letter from this guy and a letter from that guy. And then I got my test results here. And then I'll have my passport on top of that. So it's like I've now got a collection of papers that I need with me to travel. And if I lose any of those at any given time, I guess it'll be on my phone as well. But I mean, and it's got a QR code on it because I was thinking,
Those are your test results?
Yeah, because right away I was thinking, okay, well, if I can't get the test results quick enough to come home, because it has to be within 72 hours and the test takes 48.
That is such a ridiculous thing. Do you know that realize the polymerase chain reaction test, PCR test, is not specific to any virus whatsoever? You understand that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, we've been talking about the PCR from last spring, man. And I thought they're going to change it over to something else because this doesn't seem to be working properly. And then they never did. They just keep pushing this false, the perfect tool, really, for control. It's the perfect tool. They can just ramp it up, ramp it down. January 6th, ramp it up, ramp it down. Now that the vaccine's out, ramp it up again.
Well, see, you know, your polymerase is an enzyme in your body. I'm going to speak a little science here, if that's okay. Polymerase does one thing at the cell level. It creates viruses. It makes viruses. Do you realize that you have in your body 70 trillion individual cells? You want to go on an amazing journey. You just go in, you know, inside and go and see all of your 70 trillion cells working together. It's an amazing factory that goes on in the body. Inside of every cell, there's a nucleus, and inside that nucleus, you have your genome, 6 feet of DNA. Okay, 6 feet. Yeah, 6 feet in every cell. You got 70 trillion cells. Do the math. You can stretch out your DNA from here around the sun 600 times round trip. That's how much information is in your cells. Now, part of that genome project, guys, is what's called the virome, V-I-R-O-M-E, virome. Viromes is you have every possible virus combination in your cell right now. You know that? You have over 300,000 potential combinations. The polymerase is what creates viruses. Viruses are also called exosomes. This Dr. Hildreth at Johns Hopkins, Dr. James Hildreth, discovered this in 1984. He named them exosomes. Okay, and guess what? Exosomes and viruses are one and the same thing. When somebody is under stress, mental, physical, emotional stress, or if they have toxins in their blood from whatever heavy metals, you got some bad food or whatever, the body's virome kicks into action and the messenger RNA, mRNA, is created, which is what the viruses are. They're mRNA surrounded by protein sheets. So all that the PCR test is doing in a nutshell, polymerase chain reaction, is the process in which your body manufactures viruses.
Is there a way to hack that? I just need a negative test so I can get on the airplane. Is there like a way that I can just like, can I drink a bunch of orange juice right before or some vinegar? Or is like, do you have any sort of, because I'm with you just for the record, like I've managed to go over a year without testing. I've been completely anti-test. I'm anti-everything. But I got to get on this fucking plane. And now I've got my test to get into the States. It's even more important that I get this other test to get home. Otherwise, I'm just like stuck bumming around Utah for the next 2 weeks.
Just absolutely stay happy, stay positive, physically fit. You know, this the testing centers in Utah, good heavens. I would demand a saliva test, not even a nasal swab.
Yeah, that's what they're doing so far, as the back of the throat thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let them stick something up your nose, because those are microchipped, by the way. Those swabs will go up into your blood brain barrier in your nose, and it's nasty stuff going up there. Okay. Just saying, but yeah, you'll be fine. The problem you see though, if you even have a seasonal allergy, let's say you go to Brian Head and get into some weeds or something, you start having allergy fits and start sneezing, the body starts producing viruses to basically clean out the pollen and ragweed, according to Dr. Hildreth. So there's really, you know, there's literally a dozen things that trigger virus production. And if the PCR test is set at like 40 repetitions or 40 amplification, almost anybody will test positive. That's the crazy thing. I think in Utah, Southern Utah, you say, give me go down to 20 amplifications. You'll be a negative. No problem. Yeah, it's exactly. Frankly, they want to get you out of the state anyway.
Yep. Well, that's what he was just saying. And the airport doesn't want to have a bunch of positive cases either.
No, exactly.
I mean, I think it's all the positive stuff's probably coming from all the little public places that people
are going to. But I was going to go to Walgreens because that's the only place I can find. So is there like a private place that I can say where you can always email me that stuff after too. But if you have a recommendation on where I should get a test other than Walgreens, I am all ears.
Well, let's put it this way. If you test positive, you call me up and you can come stay with me to your, to your negative again.
Okay, we'll do some podcasts.
Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about it. You're fine. I mean, it's just more and more people are getting privy to this, and the scam is being broken. People are dropping the amplification rates, and 95% of people are all negative. So you're okay. Don't worry about
it. Great. I like to hear that. That's great. And I'm feeling positive about it. I'm feeling pretty good. So
sticking with the terrain theory for a bit. I mean, the one thing we've talked about a little bit on the show, what I have a hard time wrapping my head around is the, when something happens, like let's say a bunch of people in an office or a home seem to catch colds from each other, or like even kids and them and their parents, the kids bring home stuff before all this COVID stuff, even they bring home stuff to their family, and it feels like there is a contagion going around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And there is a very logical explanation to all that. There's a contemporary Frenchman. Again, he's from your neck of the woods. I believe he was in Calgary area. Oh, Nason, his name's Gaston Nason.
Okay.
Gaston Nason's, and he discovered he had a microscope that was super powerful, even more so than the electron microscopes. And there in Canada, he discovered these super small particles called somatid, S-O-M-A-T-I-D, somatid. The somatid cycle, he basically, Dr. Nason's, discovered this, and he should have got a Nobel Prize for this, really. But because it really was the nail in the coffin for the germ theory.
Wow.
You know, and so I challenge you to look up Gaston Nason's, N-A-E-S-S-E-N, I believe is how you spell his last name, and the somatid theory. Your jaw will drop down and say, oh my goodness, these particles are about and so much smaller on the scale than even viruses. They're super tiny, okay? And what happens is he discovered that when somebody has an infection, and again, what is an infection? But it's your own body's terrain, making, cleaning it out, cleaning the toxins out. these somatids become, they actually come out like a, almost like a radio
wave. Like a pheromone.
Almost. Yeah, it's absolutely, they're not viruses. They're just,
it's a frequency. It's a frequency in a way. Yeah.
They communicate with your cells at the cellular level. All right. So it's like, especially if you're in the same family with the same gene structure.
Okay. Yeah.
The somatid cycle is going to basically communicate with your cells, and everybody starts to detox that are in that same gene structure.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. He also discovered that animals have it too, and even trees. For instance, if you go down to, when you go to Brian Head, you'll see there's a lot of pine bark diseased trees in the forest there now around Brian Head and the mountain there. There's an amazing thing that Gaston Nason's. He found that trees will actually start putting out somatids as well. And it causes the other trees to start putting up natural defenses ahead of time to kind of protect from like bark beetle infestation. So it's not just in human beings. It's through the whole plane. Plants and animals put out these somatids.
Does this explain why people yawn? Like why yawning is contagious? It seems like a resonance thing, you know? Like,
some people are actually, you get to somebody and you just feel like they're your spirit brothers, whatever. Yeah. And other people, you're just like, you don't know why you don't like that person. Nason's found that that's somatid reaction.
Okay.
It literally is like they're putting out these very small particles called somatids. This is not theory, guys, by the way. He has it all on a masterful series of papers on this with pictures and the whole life cycle laid out for him and how they respond and what they do. It's really amazing because we're programmed to look for germs, viruses, okay, as being the cause of these problems. And it really is not. It's not that at all. And so wearing masks, social distancing, all of that is frankly just a lot of nonsense because you really don't catch anything. You cannot catch a virus. Your body makes them.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I mean, honestly, the measures that all these governments are doing are showing that they're not really working at all. I mean, you look at Texas and Mississippi just recently, for example, and their cases are coming down and all these other places with the lockdowns are going up. I mean, when you look at all these kind of comparative graphs and data, it doesn't, they're not doing anything. They're making it worse, actually. I would say that they're making it worse.
Look at Sweden. Sweden, it didn't do any of this nonsense. And there's media that lies about it, but the facts are Sweden, there's no pandemic there whatsoever. Never had it, never has. The whole thing is nonsense. But again, it goes back to why. Why are they doing this? And I've said this for a year, guys. The agenda is to inject this DNA altering mRNA vaccination, so-called. It's not really a vaccine whatsoever. They're targeting your genes. They're targeting your specifically what's called the VMAT2 gene or the God gene in your body.
Does that mean it can't shed like a standard vaccine could? Like, do we? Because that's something we've been talking about. Like, do we need to worry about all these fucking people getting shot up? Should I be staying away from them?
No, there's no viruses in it to shed.
That's what my understanding was too. Is there was no virus in this vaccine? That's what.
Well, for the most, they haven't even analyzed. There's not any novel new virus in the first place.
That's what I thought too. It's just never been even done. That's what I was saying when they first said the variants. I was like, how do you have a variant about something you just told me last week you haven't isolated yet?
Yeah, it's a phantom. It's all a phantom. All right. So what's making people sick? People are getting sick and people are having a really bad influenza. That's the fact. Well, it's really quite simple. If you're already quite toxic, if you have a sugar-laden diet, drink a lot of Cokes and so whatever, and your body is already low in oxygen in the train, the fact is 5G radiation, the microwave radiation of 5G, will cause the blood to change and be altered. Now, most people won't have any type of negative effect on that whatsoever. The vast majority of people, no problem. It's not going to knock you down and make you feel bad. But it is going to alter slightly your blood and your ability for the blood to carry niacin, which is called vitamin B1.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is how oxygen is transferred into the blood through the niacin, vitamin B1. Okay. So people that are already have some comorbidity factors, who always get their seasonal flu shot every year, like religion, right? And they're being injected with this foreign messenger RNA, which is really a toxin to the blood. And they hit with 5G. The camel, basically, called your immune system, it just starts to break down and says, "I'm done. I'm not going to go anymore. I carry a big load for you, but this extra little straw, just the last straw, man, just it's breaking my back." And the camel, which is your immune system, just stops working.
Have you noticed an increased risk or difference with cities with lots of air pollution or glyphosate, people that have been around glyphosate for years?
That all goes back into the health of your terrain. And that is really what it's all about from a naturopathic worldview.
Yeah.
And then you add these other little things like, you know, the 5G, which is 60 gigahertz microwaves, carrying a lot more information. It's all, most people won't have a problem with that, but those that are already immune compromised, they're going to get very sick.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's all easily explained. Dr. Nason's somatic theory explains a whole lot with this. I've got to tell you, one of my good friends, he changed his name to Ajonas Vanderplanets. Ajonas Vanderplanets. Have you heard of that name before?
No, I've heard of Jonas, but and not Vanderplanet, no.
Okay, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, right? He had the most powerful immune system, the best terrain ever. Ajonas Vanderplanets. He basically was had a great following on radio because, I mean, he shocked the entire mainstream media. He said, "My immune system is such that you can put together the worst, nastiest drink of E. coli, salmonella, of dead animal parts, whatever. You make it, I'll drink it, and I won't have a problem because my terrain is so powerful." And it was a media event. I think it was in New York City, and it was years ago. They advertised, "Well, this guy's going to commit suicide on national TV, right?" He signed all the waivers. He had a 32 ounce cup of this incredibly nasty stuff. I mean, the doctors that certified the lab that said this will knock a fly off a gut wagon. This is absolutely the worst possible. Which, if you're not serious, you're not going to drink this. It will kill you. It had incredible toxins in it. And Ajonas says, "You know, I want Guinness Book of World Records to certify this is going to kill most people. I'll drink it." And they're on TV. I mean, he drank the darn thing all the way. And people were actually throwing up watching him drink it. but as Ajonas, I talked to him about it. He says, it was a nasty brew. I mean, I got a little bit lightheaded and I got a little bit nauseous, but I'm okay. It didn't kill me. And it's all about the train theory, guys. His train was so powerful that they were able just to pass this right through, no problem. It's like this. You know, you can take little bits of toxic rattlesnake venom and build up. You can get bit by 100 times, 100 rattlesnakes, and it won't hurt you because you're immune to that now. Your body's built up resistance to it. That's what Ajonas did. He had built up such resistance, he could literally drink that mass. It would kill most people. It would have. Okay.
So how do I get my terrain to that level? Or more importantly, how can I get my kids' terrains up to that level?
Well, first of all, just understand how it works. There's the prime nutrients in the body or your building blocks or your minerals. And then, of course, minerals actually help the body to produce vitamins. Then you can just don't be afraid of toxins. Jonas van der Planet's story, he actually was diagnosed as a young man with terminal cancer. He was absolutely in a bad way. He was a Make-A-Wish type of foundation. He wanted to go to Alaska and see the last frontier up there before he passed on. And as he explained to me, he went up there and he was in a wheelchair bound. He was literally weeks away from his death date, right? And he said that he came out and there was an Inuit Alaskan, Eskimo village up there. And the medicine healers there looked at him and said, well, we can fix you if you want to be fixed. And they went out and unearthed this whale carcass that had been, just incredibly nasty, he said. They made a drink of it, and they put elderberries and other mixtures into it. And he said, wow, this will kill me if the cancer won't. But it saved his life. And he began to just travel the country by bicycle, actually, telling the story of you don't need to fear cancer. You just have to strengthen the immune system. And he learned the principles of, all the time, the cells of the body have an incredible healing capacity if you can unlock that. And that's what he was all about. Check him out. Jonas van der Planet is his name. He has a lot of radio interviews you can listen to about it. And it's all about the terrain theory. You just Google in terrain theory, Jonas van der Planet. You'll see a lot of his interviews.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, he was actually murdered. Actually, he didn't die of natural causes. He had a place overseas. Some people came to see him ostensibly to interview him, and they ended up pushing him out a window. They silenced him. There's too much money in the germ theory. Okay. Billions, if not trillions of dollars at stake here in the terrain theory being not publicized.
Yeah,
Van der Planet's was, he was like Superman in the terrain theory. I mean, really, he's a living example of it.
So what were you blogging about for before 2007? Like now, you know, it's interesting. You're coming from a nutritional, like naturopathic side, and to see all this ramping up now from 2007, you're warning people about this. Now in 2021, you're seeing it happen in front of us. But what were you blogging about back then?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. I started my radio show, and my blog was an extension of the radio show entitled "The Story Behind the Story." I'm currently broadcast Friday nights on Revolution Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. I've been doing this radio show since 1990s, actually. My good friend at the time, he's now passed on, his name's Warren. Warren was the editor of the local daily newspaper in Cedar City, the Daily Spectrum, for years and years. And Warren was my neighbor, lived just right a few houses down from me, and we were very close friends as far as being analytical and looking at things, really, just because you don't understand something metaphysically doesn't mean it isn't real, all right? And Warren had the mindset he wanted to find truth out, okay? And so we began to do a lot of work together. I'm going to turn on the light. So
okay, sure.
There we go. So he was frustrated because there were so many stories that the daily newspaper owners refused to print. they censored him even back then in the 90s. One of, you know, there was two things really that he was frustrated with. Ongoing studies of alien abduction, perhaps, you know, the Area 51, which is just down the road from Cedar City in Rachel, Nevada.
Yeah.
We spent quite a bit of time, you know, with some incredible stories that needed to be told, but because it involved secrecy of the government projects, whatever reason, the newspaper owners wouldn't print them. And that was a source of frustration to my editor friend. And then I brought him the stories of the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. My goodness, the Sherman family. And that really piqued his interest because you talk about paranormal things in Skinwalker. I mean, things that really go bump in the night.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I'm documenting them with firsthand eyewitness accounts and even video that I took, okay? And even that refused to get any ink and was censored. And so we said, well, you know, let's just do our own radio show called The Story Behind the Story. And that's how it began.
Wow.
And I began to blog that. This is my atruat.com was my blog address. But as you go on to it, it's like The Story Behind the Story. It's like the Grimerica, okay? That's where I just had a clearinghouse. So I did a lot of articles about Area 51, the interdimensionality of flying saucers. I've interviewed some very credible witnesses in my book that these flying saucers are interdimensional, not intergalactical. Okay.
Or both?
What's that?
Or both?
I think they're mostly interdimensional. Yeah. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
How far is that from Cedar City anyway? Is that like detourable? Can I like rip by Area 51?
Well, that's south. If you go south of south and west to Area 51, just look on the map. It's a little town called Rachel,
ooh,
Nevada.
That's where the little alien is, isn't it?
Yeah, the little alien.
I might have
to
add a little point just for a little selfie at the little alien.
If you want to go star watching, go out there. It's pretty dark at night. You can block out Las Vegas lights.
Oh yeah, they picked this weekend for the new moon dark sky. So
there you go. Oh my goodness, great time to go out there and take a little detour and get up on the mountaintop and look down at Area 51. It's kind of fun. You might see some things flying in that you, especially about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Perfect.
Just saying.
Just saying, yeah.
That might be a good Thursday night thing.
Yeah.
If they see you in there, though, and scan you, you might not be able to test negative on your PCR. Oh,
yeah. I'll already have tested. Yeah. But I'll already have tested.
That's right. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's cool.
This is ridiculousness of the whole thing. It's like I get off the plane, and then the next morning I head straight to my test before my weekend of festivities.
Isn't that crazy? Humanity has got to say enough of this nonsense. I mean, totally enough of this nonsense. We've got to say, let's get back to reality here. Unfortunately, I think literally millions of people will die from this vaccine jab before that happens. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, guys, that this is going to alter DNA to the point where you'll be susceptible to any type of bacteria. Now, bacteria are different animals than viruses. You know, you can pick up a little salmonella or whatever, and if you don't have the immune system to fight that off, it can be deadly for you, all right? And I'm so convinced there's two different injections, okay? The first one's attacking your VMAT2 or God gene. The other one is actually attacking your ability to make viruses. The whole concept is, well, you'll always pass a PCR test.
Oh, right. So this is directly to do with terrain in a way, because
So what happens is, if you don't have viruses, you're like breaking the chain of your immune system. And actually, you'll develop, it may take 6 months or a year, but you will develop an AIDS-like condition. And you will not be able to even walk out the house unless you're in a bubble suit. You'll be literally had to live in a bubble, under the bubble, like the NBA in Orlando, okay? It's insane how they're doing it. Again, it ties back into the genocidal agenda of certain people, with Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and Bill Gates. They honestly believe that the Earth needs to lose 3 to 4 billion people. And they're targeting the West to do that. Notice that Vladimir Putin is not allowing any of these type of vaccines into his people. And the Chinese Communist Party is not allowing it to their Chinese. They're allowing it to go into the Muslim sectors. Okay? They're allowing the mRNA of Pfizer and Moderna to go to the Muslims. They want those people eliminated. I mean, to tell you what, this is communist agenda genocide. There's no doubt in my mind about it. Absolutely no doubt in my mind about it.
Well, I'm glad you're opening up with that, because it's something I've been thinking about lots. We've had a couple guests on that have similar thoughts, and it's hard to be, you know, we don't want to come across too negative and black-pilled, but that seems to be a reality. If you look back in history at all the genocides, it's not too far away that this has happened before, and this is the new way that it can be done. And there's enough evidence that they're trying to ruin Western civilization through the social credit and the cancel culture and all this other stuff as well.
Yeah, back in 2016 on my radio show, I let my listeners know, and I will let yours know, about the Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, Deagle. They have a
prediction
a
type thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In 2016, they came out with their 2025 world statistics. Now, I got to tell you, Deagle is the face of the deep state military industrialist complex. They have never been wrong in their analysis. I mean, they just know, because it's the likes of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum that really follow what Deagle, you know, their projections are all about. So in 2016, here's Deagle announcing that the United States of America will drop to 65 million people from 330 million.
So that was a real thing, right? That Deagle
yes,
thing?
Yeah. It's, yeah. You can check yeah. it out. You can see their world statistics coming up in 2025.
Yeah.
And Canada doesn't have nearly as drastic loss, but it's about 10B, you know, loss. Yeah. All of the Western countries, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, the NATO allies, they all see major population drops. But if you look at the 2025 Deagle report, number one, 1.3 billion people. China, still number one.
Yeah.
They haven't lost anything, really. Russia doesn't lose anything. Iran doesn't lose anything. How is this possible? The reason, you know, the Russian alliance, the Russia, Turkey, Iran, China, they are united together in this. They have what's called the It's a new caliphate that they've formed. And they are flat out not pushing this mRNA vaccine, not anywhere near what the West is doing. And I think it's because, again, the communist agenda of Dr. Tedros and the World Health Organization has got these Western countries so bamboozled, they're believing this nonsense. It's genocide, guys. And I'm just telling you that I see in 2025, my goodness, we'll have the Russians and Chinese come in to clean up our dead.
I mean, it's hard not to go there, because they are pushing out this vaccine that we know wasn't tested properly.
Yeah.
It's an emergency use thing. We keep harping on this thing, and Darren and I have been arguing back and forth a little bit on what the agenda is and whether it's just a big pharma push to to start doing this on a regular basis with indemnity, where there's no, you know, we, Canada is now signed on like the States has, where you can't sue them, the manufacturers. So, but I'm leaning more towards this, that it's really this nefarious. I mean, this is their big push to destroy Western civilization, and they're going to do it this way.
And it's a fact. Yes. You look at the Georgia Guidestones there in Athens, Georgia, the Georgia Guidestones are really basically their marching order. They believe it fully, and that's to have the Earth's human population only 500 million in constant balance with nature. Then you look at, again, what the World Economic Forum and their, all of their Davos meetings, they're talking about it must have a major population reduction. So this is not, you know, fantasy, guys. It's not conjecture. It is the elitist absolute goal to do this. So we see the Western media, because really the West is the first step, and then Beijing, the Chinese, they'll have to call them too. You know, they're going to eventually drop. They have to as well. But right now they're a cog in the wheel. So the first target is America. We're the biggest producer of greenhouse gases there is, the biggest consumer nation. It's time that we got to take America down, because it is a Christian nation. There's goodness in America, believe it or not, okay? And there's goodness in Canada. Our Western allies, you know, we are good because, again, we have the concept of individual freedoms, and we love that. And yet, we're losing it step by step by step. And these two vaccines, I have a PowerPoint presentation that I've put together, and I lay this all out step by step by step. I challenge the people that are listening that came to my presentations. Look, I really hope I'm wrong on this.
Yeah.
You know, I pray that I am wrong on this. But really, when you connect the dots, there is no other logical picture. There really isn't. If this was really safe and effective, like they keep telling over and over in the media, it's safe and effective, go take it, okay? Then there wouldn't be all this blanket immunity for lawsuits. If it's safe and effective, then don't worry about it. There's not going to be lawsuits filed, okay? You're not going to, you know, if this COVID is such a killer and everybody truly knows it's a problem, there's no need to be brainwashed into accepting this. Okay? And the propaganda brainwashing to make people believe this vaccine is the savior. People are just tired of the social distancing. They're tired of the lockdowns. They're just worried about it. You know, they're tired, and they will all take the vaccine if this can get back to normal. That's the mindset. That's what they're playing on.
How are they getting away with the? I was just looking for the data I had recently on the updated VAERS one. You sent me a good summary because I've been looking through the VAERS database, which is the official reporting of the, you know, the adverse reactions, and it's got, you can just go in there yourself. It doesn't take too long to figure it out. Put death in there, get a list of 2,200 so far in the database from the COVID vaccines. And they're very obvious that these are caused by the vaccines. You can't get away with saying that they're not all connected. I mean, maybe not 100%. And then there's somebody that's done a summary there where it's like 50% of these happen very quickly afterwards, and another 30% or whatever. But how, and this is kind of a rhetorical question, but I still want to know your opinion on it, is how are they getting away with this? They call it safe and effective, and the official stats are right there in front of everybody.
Because there's such censorship of the facts. Anybody that comes out and points out the facts of theirs, they're censored. There's not part of the media structure. So most people don't have a clue about that.
I should point them out quick right now. As of March 26, 2021, we have event outcomes, death 2,250, permanent disability 911, office visit 7,812, emergency room 29, emergency doctor 8,258, hospitalizations 4,815, prolonged hospitalization 9, recovered 19,000, birth defect 56, Life-threatening, 1,448. Not serious, 18,686 for a total of 63,353 adverse reactions so far.
Wow.
Okay, now take that 63,000.
Times it by 100.
Yes, multiply it by 100, because
well,
Harvard,
even 10,
Harvard came out and proved this 1% is all that's reported, and that's accurate.
Yeah.
So how are they getting away with it? Because they can. How are they getting away with the COVID nonsense? It's all a lie to begin with. They're getting away with it because, like Joseph Goebbels said, what you tell a big enough lie often enough and forcefully enough, people not only get to believe it after just a few weeks, they'll begin to defend it, right? I mean, I talked to some people, my friends in Arizona, on Friday, April 1st, or was it Thursday, April 1st, whenever the official mandates of social distancing and all that expired in Arizona. And the governor came out and says, I'm not going to, we're done. We're open and free. No more mask mandates, no more social distancing. So you're free to do whatever you want. You know, you're free to move around the country, right? Again, what was stunning is going into the Easter holiday, people went to these nice restaurants again and were not allowed to be seated without a mask. And even though they said, well, the governor says we don't have to, no, we're still making it part of our, I mean, that's insanity right there. Ignorance on display. The government's, you know, you don't have to do it, but they're still enforcing it. I mean, come on. Is there any intelligent life left on the earth? I don't get it. But that's what the reality is. So people are programming themselves to keep doing it. For what? For again, a phantom virus that really has not been isolated? There is no blood test for it, right? I mean, you know how long it takes the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, to take once the genes of that virus, let's say a Zika or a West Nile virus, okay, which are all Chimera lab created viruses, by the way. Once those the virus itself has been isolated and it's in the computer system, the NIH's database, takes 2 to 3 weeks after it's been isolated. It's like you hear this podcast. If you had connections to everybody that likes your Grim America show, you're going to have it within just a few days to everybody that wants to have it, right? The same thing with the NIH database. So once the thing is isolated, it's simple to come and say, okay, here it is, a computer. You take a person's blood, you specifically look for it, you spin it in the centrifuge, and boom, the computer will analyze it, and you have a positive or negative result. It's that quick and that easy. But no, that's not what's happened, and they never will because there is no such thing. It's a virus that's phantom.
What's the official narrative on that? That I've heard some, like a lot of scientists, I've heard like some sort of shying away from this debate because this kind of takes everybody away from the fight in a way. Like they're saying, don't, you know, but they say it's been partially isolated and not fully. That's the sort of, it seems like there's this middle ground where people are kind of scared. They're scared to go all this way.
Well, again, it because they'll be blackballed.
Yeah,
I don't care about being blackballed. Yeah. I don't have a position in a university. Okay, yeah. I just tell the truth. My name is True. I just tell it the way it is. And so they say, well, there's partial. We've isolated partial parts of it. No, it's like saying I've got one little part of your thumbprint, and so I can identify who you are by one little section of your thumbprint. That's ridiculously asinine. It's nonsense. It doesn't take, it's like saying, well, I don't need all of your gene clades to diagnose West Nile virus. I mean, that's ridiculous, okay? West Nile virus is, you know, here in Utah, we have a lot of marshland, okay? And typically in a summer, there has been 100 or so Utahns diagnosed with us. Now, if you get flu-like symptoms, having fever and nausea and all this stuff in August, and if you've been out in the marshes and been bitten by mosquito, the doctors will say, well, let's go check for WNV, West Nile virus. They'll take some of your blood, they'll run it through the centrifuge, boom, 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 and it's simple a diagnostic positive or negative, all right? And yet, that hasn't happened this year because there's no more West Nile virus. They're not looking for it anymore. They're all taking positive tests. And if you've got a mosquito that's bitten you and given you the virus, guess what's happening? Your body, you see, is fighting that invading mRNA protein, which is the West Nile virus, by producing other viruses. So you're going to test positive on a PCR test.
So what are they doing that little fingerprint blood check? They're doing the fingerprick blood test for this. It's a different thing, yeah. You're talking about, right?
They're calling it an antigen test,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And it's the same nonsense as the PCR because they're not looking for the virus itself, only for markers. Now, the antigen markers are the exact same thing as a PCR test because your body is full of viruses, okay? Corona-type viruses especially. So all of the blood smear is the same thing as the PCR test. It's checking for your level of virome activity at your genome scale. So polymerase chain reaction is how your body manufactures viruses. Simple. But you don't spread them. I have this debate with the doctors all the time here, and they say, you're hard to debate with. I said, not really. I just know what I'm talking about. And you can't answer with nonsense, okay? I said, question. Human immunosuppressant virus, HIV. I have all the documented papers on this. It's a lab-created virus. It absolutely was made in a lab by combining recombinant technology, is what it's called, with sheep virus with a bovine cow leukemia virus, okay? It's a blending together of those two animal viruses. And so I said, can you catch HIV? If somebody that's got full-blown AIDS from HIV, right?
Yeah.
How did that person get it? He got it from a hepatitis B contaminated vaccine needle. That's how it all started in the gay community in San Francisco. And how Bill Gates spread AIDS into Africa by these polio vaccines. He did this on purpose. He's under indictment in Africa on this. The AIDS epidemic was caused by these poison needles. So the point is, can you catch HIV, guys, by having somebody with HIV coughing on you? Or can you get it from a contaminated toilet seat? And if you say yes to that, you may be a homophobe.
Well, what about the sex angle? Is that, can you get it from having sex or from?
Yes, certain... you can. You can actually. You have to exchange body fluids.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Ebola is the same darn thing. Ebola is transmitted again by an injection, a toxin going into the body. You cannot catch Ebola. It's a virus. You have to have exchange of bodily fluids or some type of an infected animal bite you to get Ebola. That's just the way it is. Rabies is a virus. You can't catch rabies from somebody that's hydrophobic, okay? You have to have it bitten and you have it injected into your blood. That's what causes the process to start, all right? And so I asked the question, what's the difference between an HIV and a SARS-CoV-2, if a SARS-CoV-2 even existed? And they look and says, well, the gene clades? Well, what's the difference between a rabies or a West Nile virus and SARS-CoV-2? Nothing. They're still viruses. They cannot be transmitted through direct air droplets. It's just not possible. It's in the medical record, guys. Hundreds of pages of documents of this.
That's a comment I made to the lady that took my PCR test.
Good for you.
Because she's like, okay, well, you got to open up. And she pulls out this long Q-tip. And I'm like, she's like, it's got to go back in behind your tonsils. And I was like, well, I was led to believe you could just like wipe that on the front of my mask here and that should be fine. And she just kind of chuckled and she's like, if only, and then, you know, proceeded to cram it into the back of my throat for 30 seconds.
Well, you should write a thank you letter to Premier Trudeau, because you know what's happening in China with Western visitors now? I mean, they've kind of, the State Department of the U.S., really, they were all of the United States visitors to Beijing and other parts of China. You have to literally go into a room and drop your pants.
Are they really doing that? Yeah.
An anal swab. Yeah. I talked to a guy that, this is the most embarrassing thing ever. They just go in there, they ram this large, I mean, it's rather large object, right about 6 inches up. And it's like getting a prostate exam, guys. And I says, and they laugh about it. All these Caucasians come in, and these Chinese workers all swab, you know, they bend over. You can't come into our country unless you get the anal swab. And there was so much complaints with the diplomatic circles, they went back more to the throat swab thing. But that's the type of nonsense we're talking about here. I mean, really.
Let's go back to the HIV thing for a sec, because two things came up
Is it going to be the last false positives?
No. Well, yeah. The thing that happened in Australia. And then also the gain of function research, where they said that this was manufactured, like a chimera type thing, with that HIV sort of in there. Is there truth to that then?
Well, yeah. That goes back in my understanding to the original, like AstraZeneca trials, the vaccine trials. There was an HIV AIDS type of thing cropping up with the test subjects.
Yeah.
In the summer. And so they were saying, well, is that what's causing that? And it goes back, the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson or Janssen's version, they don't have messenger RNA, they have actual DNA of it. And they don't have the actual viruses in it, really. These DNA and messenger RNA are wrapped in nanobot lipids to basically go inside your cell and start reprogramming it. That's what they're all about. Okay. There is no live virus or what's called attenuated viruses in any of these shots. So they're really not vaccines at all. They're genetically altering structures.
Gene therapy.
End of story with
gene
that.
Gene therapy, yeah. Oh, man, that's so fascinating.
Before we wrap up, can you let our listeners know where they can track you down if they want to follow your work a little bit more?
Ooh. I have my radio show. It's on Revolution Radio, which is freedomslips.com. That's every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. I don't have a blog anymore. That was shut down, and I haven't even been able to recapture any of my content, and I've kind of lost the heart to post anything new.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Why would you? Yeah.
I had huge following, guys. I had a lot of people, and I'd say huge, I had about 3,000 regular subscribers and about an average of about 70,000 hits a day. To me, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
My radio show, we broadcast through the Goldwater Network out of the Philippine Islands. Okay. So we simulcast, we start out with Revolution Radio, but we're picked up, by the Goldwater, and we have a lot of people in the Philippine Islands and Australia, New Zealand, that I just can't handle all the inquiries. My show producer handles it all through it, and he only sends me the worst of the worst and the best of the best.
Yeah.
if you have about 50% saying you should die tomorrow and half to say they should put a Medal of Honor on your chest, you're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're kind of in the middle. I mean, I'm hated and I'm loved, but that's just, you know, the way it goes. People, yeah. You can't please all the people all the time.
Right? Yeah. Well, so, man. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's, we've been doing the radio, starting with back to the first part of the broadcast with my friend Warren. The Story Behind the Story was actually broadcast live. I got to tell you, we received a lot of, this is KUCB radio actually in Southern Utah. And after hours, of course, I'm not sure how you describe it. The wattage was increased people were listening to KSUB in Hawaii. Okay. We had listeners that the story behind the story was an instant success. The format was, again, what people are, wow, this is cool. How about Easter Island, Mysteries of Easter Island type of thing? We went all across the board with this, with experts. I got a request to be syndicated from a major group. The reason, because we were nominated for a Peabody Award. We didn't win it, but we were nominated for it, for our market and our content. And so syndication became a real option. But as I have a literary agent, and she's out of Palm Springs. So she flew me down and we met with the syndication team. And it was, I turned down a nice six-figure bonus and with $1 million long-term contract. I turned it down because guess what? They could censor my content.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read the fine print. I said, no, this is why we're doing the show.
Exactly. They don't get
it. You know, you got to give me full right. No, no, no. There's certain things that you can't talk about and we won't allow you to talk about. I said, we have no contract and you can't buy me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so guess what? There was a little radio station in Pahrump, Nevada.
Yeah.
That started to copy our content. In fact, followed up on some of our guests. And they got syndicated where we wouldn't.
Wow.
And they became known as Coast to Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just my little claim to the history there.
Yeah. What happened? Well, I'm glad you didn't sell out, so.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes my wife says, why didn't you take that money?
Yeah, exactly.
We say that all the time. Yeah. Should have just sold out.
No, this has been a fantastic chat, man. We really appreciate your time and connecting all these dots. I mean, it's one of those real, I think it's a real fresh talk about a lot of stuff that's important and connected right now.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Yeah, it's a pleasure. I'll talk to anybody that will listen and not throw eggs at me.
Yeah. No, this has been great. It's been great.
You can't do that with the podcast. And you travel safe, okay, when you get down there. And
I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah.
You'll love, you know, have you been there? You've been there before, right?
No, this is my first time. I've seen I've seen northern Utah and southeastern Utah, but I haven't seen southwestern Utah yet.
Yeah, so Zion Park and Bryce Canyon, they're just absolutely, you know, God's chosen part of the country. It's gorgeous. You love it. And so enjoy it and look at the night sky without the haze and smog. And
yeah,
it's good for the soul. Okay?
I'll enjoy it while I still have a soul.
Yeah. And we look, and we look forward to checking out your paper and your presentation as well.
I will surely send that to you right when we sign off.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Bye. God bless you guys. Thanks. Yeah. Be safe.
God bless.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye. Call me if you need me. Okay.
Thanks.
Well, absolutely. Right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Safe travels.
And that was our chat even with Truot. What'd you think, buddy?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Just like we thought it would be. I mean, it was one of my favorite podcasts before going into this. So, and I think we did a good job. Like a full-blown, you know, approaching all the topics, even more than I expected. I mean, more sort of connected dots.
Yeah, I had no idea about Truot. I had not even listened to him because I hadn't heard of him from everyone. I just started getting emails saying I had to have this guy on the show. So I was able to track him down and get him on the show. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, the second half gets a little nuts, like really good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I even questioned the Bill Gates video. I'm going to actually email him about that because I don't know if I agree with him on that still. But he's like, I don't know. It got sent to me from a high level source, you know. But we get in the second half, it gets pretty nuts. We get into that I Am Legend paper that he sent us.
Right.
And the Dr. Shepard blowing the whistle and the CCP and Russia doing the same thing and vampires, bacillus. That's that vampirus. Bacillus from Fort Detrick Weapons Lab. And then we talk about the animal trials and zombies and vampires and that maybe those remember that bath salts and that guy eating his face off?
Right, yeah.
And then the knight killing the unicorn, like the WEF, and was it Schwab's the knight killing the unicorn crest, and the unicorn in Hebrew is evil from another dimension. And we talk about the flying discs, of course, in the Russian documentary, which I'm going to try and find a link for, on Operation High Jump and the Anunnaki secret society and the Admiral Byrd ceasefire, which seemed to kick off this whole contemporary age of ufology. Talk about the demonic entities mythology, the God gene, the Human Genome Project, and how they found that VMAT2 gene. Remember the 30,000 Chinese smart guillotines they found?
Right.
Yeah, oh, my God.
The sea cans full of guillotines.
The Christian genocide in Africa, Revolution Radio. I mean, I think he connects some of the ancient artifacts in Africa as well. I mean, it gets crazy. It's awesome. Awesome. I hope he's not right. This is one of the ones
I
don't want it to be too dark, like, you know, but it's almost like that Legal Man episode, you know? I mean, I hope they sound like they know what they're talking about, and there's a lot of evidence that they're showing that are connecting dots in me, you know, some of them might not be connected, but most of them can be, and it's like, I hope they're not right.
Let's hope they're not right. Yeah. We hope you're right, and you decide to finally sign up for that Plus subscription, head over to grimeamerica.outlaw.ca, grimeamerica.outlaw.ca. Sign up for Plus today. Get those extra hours, fantastic shows, a bunch of them too. Sign up for Plus. We love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Who's going to kill this sacred cow? You were never political anyhow. Since when did you start trusting in the government? Since when was it okay to ridicule and shame your neighbor? Your opinions have become as fickle as artificial flavors. What matters most to you? What the TV host told you to do? Or a moral compass that points true north, oh true? Who's gonna kill this sacred cow? You were never religious anyhow. Since when did you kiss the ring on the hand of the Pope? Since when do we need pharmaceuticals to cope? Your soul has become, ever-loving soul has become, as brittle as communion wafers. What matters most to you? What the Holy Ghost told you to do, or a moral compass that points true north, oh true. I'm gonna kill this sacred cow. Bureaucrats think I'm non-essential anyhow. Since when has our culture become so lowbrow? It's all touchscreens, and nobody has any know-how. Your idea of fun is taking 1,001 photos of your duck face. Matters most to you what the celebrity's post told you was cool, or a moral compass that points true north, oh true. I'm gonna kill this sacred cow. I'm gonna kill your 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 sacred cow. sacred cow.